Thank you, Mr. President, and indeed thank you to the distinguished panelists for their interjections and valuable discussion. Saudi Arabia started its energy transition freely and voluntarily many years ago. We are undertaking a holistic and inclusive energy transition, investing in all solutions. In 2019, we initiated the circular carbon economy approach, which was endorsed by the G20 leaders in 2020, and worked on advancing our actions in all pillars of the CCE. Then in 2021, we launched the Saudi Green Initiative as a vehicle for the Kingdom green energy transition, and the Middle East Green Initiative as a vehicle to support regional collaboration. Of course, we are part of the world, and we have no doubt that the energy transition solutions and the manufacturing of the components that go into developing these solutions will create demand surges for critical minerals such as copper, aluminum, zinc, nickel, lithium, and silicon, as we all discussed in the previous iterations. So to ensure the availability of those strategic and critical minerals, the Kingdom plans to exploit minerals domestically through clean mining, as well as build capabilities globally with our international partner, and fostering as well the R&D and recycling of those critical minerals. These plans are to ensure secure strategic supply chains of those critical minerals and rare earth elements to ensure sustainable and just energy transition. The Kingdom plans to localize the metals and minerals refining, chemicals processing of battery metals, and processing of rare earth elements. The Kingdom offers clean energy and many more enablers and incentives to promote investments to create fair playing field for global competition. Mr. President, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia stands ready to collaborate in this critical field with our international partners to promote investment locally in the Kingdom and abroad with our partners. Thank you.